Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.
NABZR monitoring KC8.
Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. CMN Network, MI1. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
K-E-8-W-O-J.
MI1 Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 30 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 31 degrees. CMN Network. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. This is the CMN Network, MI1. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 31 degrees. CMN Network, UHF. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 31 degrees.
KEHWOJ.
CMN Network, MI1.
CQ, is there anyone around? Any WJL? Any WJL, ADHFK. Oh, I tell you, I've seen fine, I've seen rain, but I never thought I'd hear you again. Why not? I've been listening on the 664 machine, and that machine is seeming like it's totally dead.
Oh, what can I say? Well, we're here. I had a scan. You stopped the scan.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah. Once upon a time, you know, this 2 meters used to be live. I mean, that's not true. Now I scan the band too. I don't hear nothing on 2 meters. And very little on 440, so. You still planning on going to Dayton?
I'm looking at it. I'd like to go down there.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah. I think I'm planning on doing the same and then look into it. I got Charles, KEHDKP, and he used to be one of the guys that I ride to Dayton quite often. And so I don't think he wants to drive his car. And I know I ain't going to drive with mine down there. Think about renting a car at the airport, and sometime I do that. And we may just stay down there just for a weekend there, get us a room for 3 days, and there you go. Yep, because Dayton is the once a year, and I really enjoy that. That's the one swap I really enjoy, that one in Monroe.
Yep, I've been to the Monroe one. You going to the swap on the 21st out there at the Livonia, I think it is?
Yeah, I'm planning on going there, because that's right down the street from me. I can be there in about 5 or 10 minutes, something like that, yeah. So. That was there last year. Were you there last year?
I've been there twice. I don't think it was last year, but I've been there twice.
God darn it, man. I'm at one time. I said, hey, I was happy to see you. And you walked away from me like I was a stranger. You don't remember that?
I don't remember it. I don't know why. Must have had my mind on something else, but no, I don't.
Oh, that's all right. You, like you said, you might have your mind on something else, I guess. Yeah, it's all right, yeah, but, but anyway, I just enjoy the swap, and, I usually go through, Livonia, and, what was the last one in December? That was, Lance Cruz. I used to go Lance Cruz and Livonia. I'm, kind of glided. It made it a little bit closer where I can get there. But at one time, they used to have it at Lance Cruz High School. Have you ever been there?
Well, I've had tables at the last two Lance Cruises and at the last three antique radio shows. But this past year, I haven't done anything.
Yeah, Roger. Yep. Well, I got a question while I'm thinking about it, man. How did you, did you take up electricity?
Did I take up, you say electrician, bring back?
Yeah. Didn't I hear you say you put your 100 watt box in your house or something like that before?
Yeah, I did in my sub panel. This is a sub panel. In fact, I put a couple sub panels, one down in the basement. We took out the electric dryer and ready to pull the cable out. I want to make use of it. I needed, I was opening up my workbench down there for my lab and most of the electronic stuff. So I put in a 6 or 8 fuse sub panel in the basement, and I put a 100 amp sub panel out in the garage. And of course, I put a 200 amp panel in the basement on the main service panel. So that's the situation there.
MI1 Network.
Was there someone drunk? Is there someone trying to get in?
No, that was the repeater making announcements about a network.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I had a uncle. He's a silent key now, but he was a master electrician. I had to work with him sometimes. He's trying to teach me a little bit. I had my little pouch and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, something I put in plugs and switches and all that stuff, but I ain't really getting the heavy stuff yet. But I would love to have learned that, you know, because I've always, as growing up, just like electronics. And electronics, communication, all that good stuff. Matter of fact, I should have, that's what I did, but got the skill trades in doing that, there, rather.
Yep. Skill trades always do well. Wherever you're at, you always have work to do. Electrician is one important skill trades. All the plumbers. You heard about the doctor that hired a plumber, and when he got the bill, the doctor says, I should have been a plumber. Jay?
How so? I would think it'd be the other way around. I would think the doctor would make a lot more money than a plumber. I mean, I'm sure a plumber makes good money too, being a skilled trade, but doctor. Compare yourself to a doc? Well, you must have been. Yeah, I don't know what kind of doctor was it?
It's a joke, Jay. It's a joke with a lot of truth to it.
Okay. Well, you know, that kind of remind me of, have you ever watched Sanford and Son?
Why, sure. AB8FK.
10HWJ. You know, they had this one episode there. This guy, I don't know the actor's name, but he used to play Huggy Bear on when there was what was that police movie? That old police movie. But anyway, he comes in there. He comes over to Stanford. He comes over Fred's house, and he would talk about he need a lawyer, and so this guy, he comes in there, he's looking like a bum and stuff and everything, and he says, they asked him, he says, he's not a lawyer, but you can ask him any question, and he can answer. And then are you a lawyer? He says, well, I say, I'm a lawyer. And then he said, okay, well, what did California, what did the state of California say? He said, but if you ask state of California, he said, I'm not. But anyway, it was so funny. Yeah, that show, but I just heard that the guy that played Lamont, he just passed away there maybe a week or so ago, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed those old shows too. Yeah, humor mixed in with some touch of reality. Situational comedies, they call them, sitcoms. Or other acting shows. Yeah, police work, detective work, and westerns, they were all popular. They all made money, I guess. And some went on longer than others. Every once in a while, I might go back to watch The Lone Ranger. Oftentimes, you had a good message or motive or moral to the story. Jay.
Yeah, I used to love to watch that Lone Ranger every Saturday morning when I was little. Yeah, I'll never forget that. And I got so mad the time when President Kennedy got assassinated, and they would be on all channels, and I couldn't watch it. I could not watch cartoons or nothing. Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, why you gotta keep playing it all every day, every channel? But, like I said, I was at that age. When President Kennedy got killed, I must have been about 9 years old. Something like that. So, they had a lot of good shows back there. Sky King. I used to love to watch Sky King and Cannonball. Sky King was used to fly the plane, and Cannonball was a truck driver or something. Boy, those days. But a new day. New actors, all those actors, when the curtains drop, and then they pull the curtains back up, be a whole new batch of stars, just like they do, just like on this earth. When the curtains drop for us, and they pull them back up, be a whole new stars on the earth. Like I'm playing Jay and you playing Al, you playing Lynn, that's the way it goes. It ain't done yet, but I'm going to get out of here when you think I'm crazy.
Yeah, you and me both, we open our mouths up and we take away all doubt of our sanity. But anyway, getting back to the TV programs, back then they had a good dose of morality and decency, and now they've taken away all the innocence of it, and they always have underlying messages and just, it's not a wonder that the TV, the old TV, the mainstream TV, has gone by the wayside and lost majority of their viewers, because everybody else has other options. Like right now, I'm looking at some other movies that, but it's not YouTube, but it's Facebook videos. Sometimes it's YouTube. Even then, they've got that all. They throw things all at you, in your face, in your face. Boy, and you have to try to skip them or get rid of them somehow, or else just turn the thing off. That's not all bad. So anyway, I might just take a bus down there to Dayton. We'll see. Yeah, or else maybe a couple of guys up here. I got two, three guys that want to go, so we'll see what happens. I got the van, so I can put a few guys in there. We'll see. Well, I'll let you go. Talk to you later there, Jay. 88FK.
Hi, Lynn. Yeah, they, well, I do know they got one bus leaving out of Ann Arbor. It used to have one out of Pontiac, too, but I don't hear no more about that one yet, so. And you go down there for the day and come back. And I'm sure they have a place where you can leave your vehicle until that happens. Well, all right. Yep, I got a little few. This is, and that, boy, that time is creeping up fast, because this is, she went off of middle of February, next thing you know, it's March, April, in May, so I'm have to get with some of my friends that I usually go down there with, and they like this, if they don't go, I'll drive over to Ann Arbor and leave my truck and go for the day. All right, Lynn, have a good day. I guess I'm gonna get out of here and get something done before the sun go down. Have a good day, Jimmy. Go, Jim.
And times past, they've had as many as 7 buses going out of Ann Arbor going down there. You know, I just thought we're going down to Alabama in May, so I don't know if that's gonna work out. Oh man. We'll see what I can do about that, but not much I can do about it. 73J. Talk to you later.
88FK. All right, Lamb, but before you go, you're not talking about the swap down in Alabama, are you?
No, that's in a fall time, September, I think, Alabama, ham vention or whatever. No, that's a different time of the year. And I should remember, I've been down there a couple of times, but never got to go to the swap in Alabama yet. Huntsville, they call it, but we'll see. I just thought about that. We'll see what happens. 73.
Yeah, well, the only one I know is they have in the wintertime, I think, is, what is it, Orlando. But anyway, all right.
CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. This is the CMN Network, MI1.
W-A-R-I-T.
CMN Network, UHF. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. CMN Network, MI1. MI1 Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. This is the CNN Network, MI1.
KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU. KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU. Can you hear me?
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 24 degrees.
KE8RBN, this is KE9ETU, KE9ETU.
CNN Network, UHF. CNN Network, MI1. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 23 degrees.